Good morning. I'm Dr. Alex Pierce, and today is the third Sunday in Lent, March 3rd, 2024. Our lesson today is from Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer a prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters, they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. St. Augustine describes Psalm 32 as, quote, a psalm about God's grace and about our being justified by no merits whatever on our own part, but only by the mercy of the Lord our God, end quote. Augustine, whose exposition will guide us today, interpreted our psalm as a warning against two sorts of presumption. First, presuming upon God's mercy, and second, presuming upon our own virtue. In presuming upon God's mercy, we deceive ourselves into thinking that we have license to go on sinning before the God of mercy, who will not finally punish our sins. In presuming upon our virtue, in contrast, we attempt to justify ourselves with self-assurance, as though the God of justice will reward our righteousness with membership in his kingdom. The opening verses of our psalm commend as blessed the one whose true self-perception leads to sincere faith and repentance. The one whose transgression is forgiven and sin is covered can be no other than one who is in Christ. We are deceiving ourselves, friends, unless we receive the forgiveness of God who has covered our sins with the blood of Christ, and we are justifying ourselves unless we give thanks to God for any of our virtues or works of love, which are, above all, gifts of his grace. When we read this psalm as speaking with the voice of the church, we come to recognize that we all grow weary when we keep silent about our sins and failures while droning on about our merits and accomplishments. As we die to ourselves in union with Christ's death on the cross, let us humble ourselves like the tax collectors and not exalt ourselves like the Pharisees. Unless we put away our pride, our self-deception, and self-justification, we will be like the horse or mule in verse 9, exalting ourselves so as to be humbled, rather than humbling ourselves so as to be exalted to the right hand of God in Christ. As verse 10 warns us, the proud are left without understanding and permitted to follow their desires to their own ruin. The one who trusts in the Lord, however, who follows the way of faith and repentance, is surrounded by the steadfast love of the Lord. God's free expression of love for us in Jesus should cause us to rejoice, not in ourselves, our accomplishments, or our various attempts at self-justification. No, in our being just because justified by the grace of God in Jesus, by whose mercy we have faith. For us to be upright in heart is to be the kind of people who trust the just will of our God in all circumstances, before all trials, and through all sufferings. As St. Augustine reminds us, when we are on the road, the psalmist lays out for us, let us keep watch, lest we be sluggish and go astray. And when we wander off of it, let us not be obstinate in response to his correction. May we take heed of this psalm during this season of Lent by confessing and repenting of our sins, but also by trusting and being glad in the Lord, whose mercy is the source of our justification. Almighty God, grant that we, who have been redeemed from the old life of sin by our baptism into the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, may be renewed in your Holy Spirit to live in righteousness and true holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.